Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Gone are the days where a witch's hat or a black bin bag would do. When it comes to Halloween costumes these days, everyone goes all out. But there will be many parents left scrambling tonight as they try to come up with some last-minute ideas that'll be sure to impress their kids. I'm joined now by Vanessa Scott Hayward, who's an educator at the Craft Corner. And by God, Vanessa, do I and we need your expertise. It's not too late to come up with something that's cool and that's crafty and that they want to wear.
Not at all. And keep it nice and simple as well, so that you're not up till midnight tonight and stressed out by the idea of Halloween.
Yeah, I know, for sure. It is stressful. What happens if you've got the costume, you think it's all grand, and say, I don't want to wear that? Where do you go in the house to get a good, cool costume?
Well, the first place I would go is the hot press and get yourself a pillowcase. So the pillowcase is a great one because you've got the shape already, you've got the rectangle, you cut a hole in the top for their head and two holes for their arms on each side.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tie it with a belt, so you could make it into like a knight's costume, you could make it into a robot, a pirate, a fairy. There's so many different ways you can go with the pillowcase. And the reason I say a pillowcase instead of a sheet is because you've already got that shape, so it's trying to keep it as simple and as time easy as possible for parents who are busy.
Wow, for sure. That sounds very good. All right, it's a good idea. What about a pirate costume? They always want that, don't they?
They do. The pirate costume is always a classic. So for the pirate costume, you could combine that pillowcase idea and then get a tinfoil container, like a food container.
Yeah.
And because it's nice, stiff material, you can shape it into that triangular shape that the pirate costume is in.
Mm-hmm.
And you can pop it on their head. It should stay, but if it doesn't, you can always punch two holes in it and put some string on it. And then you've got the pirate costume hat. You've got your pillowcase and they're ready and sorted to go.
God, that's a great idea. And then you have an idea. You have to have a clear umbrella. Is that right? And bubble wrap. Now, I don't have a clue what you're going to do with this.
So for the clear umbrella, you get strips, long strips of bubble wrap, and you could paint them if you want to get the kids involved. You could paint them different colours. And then you attach the clear long strips of bubble wrap all around the bottom of the umbrella. And you're basically holding the umbrella over your head and you've got a jellyfish.
Oh my God, that's a great idea. You've obviously done that, and it looks the part.
It does look the part, exactly. And you can always combine it, like they can have kind of just a white, you know, white top and trousers or something like that, keep it all neutral, and then you've got the umbrella and they can walk around with it. And if it's raining tomorrow, it does
great
double
idea.
Duty
well,
for you.
You know what? I have a feeling we'll have 50,000 jellyfish walking around the States. Come here, rocket ships. You say fizzy drink bottles or drink bottles in general.
So this one, because it could be like a rocket man, a spaceman, so get two soda bottles, punch a hole in the bottom of them and feed a string through and out the top, tie the lid on it. So you're creating like a rocket ship backpack. So you strap the two soda bottles together, so they're tied together, and then you've got string coming out of each of them, so you can put it on them like a backpack. If you've got time, you can paint it or cover it in paper, but if you don't, you're still going to have something that looks pretty cool, and they could be like Rocket Man, Space Man, something like that.
Oh God, you're like the Dermot Bannon of Halloween costumes. And then you have an idea for cereal boxes as well. Everybody has these things. This is brilliant.
Yeah. So when I was coming to try to think something that you're going to have in the house, so cereal box, it's nice and easy to cut. Open it up and you can make from this, you can make like fairy wings or butterfly wings. So on the back and the front on the inside, cut out like half a wing shape. And then the center side part, again, punch some holes in it, put some string on it. And that center part is like the spine. So you've got the wings on either side. If you have time, the kids can paint it or they can put paper on it. And then again, they wear it like a backpack. So they put the strings over their arms and you've got wings on the back. So it could be a fairy costume, butterfly costume, lots of different possibilities.
Oh my God, that's brilliant. Did you used to do trick-or-treat when you were younger?
I did indeed. There was a few years when there was a black bag was taken out.
Join the club. And did you,
I know.
Did you ask for sweets or did you get sweets or money? We used to get money, 20p's.
Well, they used to ask you to tell a story. Did you ever get that where you had to sing a song? Singing a song was not my forte,
no,
so that was always,
no,
I was like
mine.
Always hoping for the sweets, which seems to be the what happens these days.
Well, you've given people great ideas and let them enjoy it. Enjoy it, kids, enjoy it. Childhood doesn't last forever. Vanessa Scott Hayward, the Dermot Bannon of Halloween costumes from Craft Corner. Vanessa, thank you.